So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Naflu Legina Venenis Meshalemis Mashanenis. If someone's animal accidentally fell from above into another person's garden and benefited from the produce, the owner pays only for the actual benefit but not for the entire damage. However, Yard de Kedarka Vezika Meshalemis Mashazika. If the animal simply walked into the garden and caused damage, the owner pays for the entire damage. The Gemara cites a Machlokes regarding Heichi Naflu. What Einis caused the animal to fall into the Gina? Rav Kahana says, Shahuchlko Bememe Ragleha. The animal relieved itself and thereby slipped. Only slipping is considered ba'anis and therefore mishlemes mashananis. While Rava says, even shadachfasa chaverta, if the animal was shoved by another animal and fell, it is also considered ba'anis. And huchlika is certainly considered ba'anis. While Rav Kahana holds that dachfasa chaverta is not considered ba'anis and therefore mishlemes mashazika, the owner pays full damages because pasha. The owner is at fault since he should have fled his animals in a single file. Regarding Mishalemes Mashanenis, Rav explains Nenis, there are two ways the animal might have benefited from the produce. Achla, the animal ate from the produce right after it fell. In this case, he certainly must pay for the actual benefit received. Nechvata, even if the animal did not eat from the produce, but the produce cushioned its fall and was thereby ruined, Mishalemes Mashanenis, he must pay for the produce up to the value of the benefit it received. And we do not say, Mavrich Arim Nechsech Averehu, the Balagina should not be compensated at all since he was obligated to save the other person's animal, because the concept of Mavrich Ari applies only if Midaitehu, he wanted to save the animal. Or Lesleb Seda, he did not suffer any loss. However, Hai La Midaitev Islib Seda, here the Balagina did not know that the animal fell in, and he did suffer the loss of his produce. Therefore, Mishalemes Mashanenis. The Gemara elaborates on the case of Achla and cites some Achlaikis. Rav Kahana says, Lo yishanu el bo'is aruga. The rule of Mishalemes Mashanenis, paying only for the benefit, applies only if the animal ate the produce from the patch that it fell into. Because as Rashi explains, Anusahi, Tekim in the Chazi Litfua, Tuta Loi Mukma Nafsha. When the animal saw the produce directly under it, it could not resist. Therefore, it's considered ba'inus. However, maruga laruga mishlemes mashazika. If the animal then walked to another patch and ate from the produce there, he must pay full damages because it was not ba'inus anymore. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees and says, afila maruga laruga vafila kalayim kulay. Even if the animal ate from the other patches the entire day, mishlemes mashanenis, because the animal was still disturbed from its fall, and only if shiyatsa ladas, the animal already left the field with its owner's knowledge and then returned and ate, Mishalemes Mashazika, because that's a new occurrence which is no longer ba'inus. A papa adds, Kimish Yatz Ladas, Avapi Shachazir Shaloy Ladas. Even if the animal left the field with its owner's knowledge but returned without his knowledge, Mishalemes Mashazika, he must pay for all the damages even though he did provide a Shmir Pechusa, minimal protection, because the Amalek, Kivin the Yalfa, the owner now knows that his animal will always attempt to return to the field, and it therefore requires a shmir ma'ula, superior protection. The previous Mishnah taught regarding yard de kedarka vezika mishlemes mashazika, and the Gemara explains ketzer mishlemes mashazika. How do we assess the cost of damages to produce that was not yet harvested? The Tanakhama explains that we do not assess the hezek through the decrease in value of the actual aruga, the actual patch that was damaged, but rather shaman beis sa ba'isa sada, kama ha'isa yafa v'kama yafa. We assess the hezek by the decrease in value of an entire beis sa from its value before and after the aruga within it was damaged, and the mazik pays the difference. Reb Shimon disagrees and says it depends. Achle peiris gemurim mishalem is peiris gemurim. Im sa sa, im sasaim sasaim. If the animal ate fully ripened fruit, the mazik pays the value of the actual fruits that were eaten. And only if loy nigmaru, they were not fully ripened and still need to be attached to the ground, do we say shaman beisa ba'isa sada. The Gemara explains that Tanakhama holds shaman beisa ba'isa sada because the pasuk that refers to Shane states uvir biste acher. The pasuk could have stated either biste chaveroi or sede acher, my biste acher, melamet shaman agav sada acher. The damage to the produce is assessed according to a larger field. And the Gemara in the next daf explains that Reb Shimon holds Hanamili Midi Ditzarach Lesada. The damage is assessed according to the field only for produce that is not fully ripened and still needs to be attached to the field. However, Hani Kivin Delitzarach Lesada Be'enai Bayishlumi. The damage is assessed according to their actual value for produce that is fully ripened and does not need the field anymore. The Gemara cites three opinions in explanation of Shaman Beisa Ba'isa Sada. As Rashi explains, the first two opinions agree that this is a two-step process. We first determine the value of one sub within a large field based on the going price of the large field. However, they disagree on the size of the large field. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina says, sub b'shishim sa'in, a field of 60 sa'. And Rabbi Yani says, tarkav b'shishim tekravim, a smaller field of 30 sa'. And then, shaman b'yisub b'yisub v'kama hisayafa v'kama hiyafa. We assess the value of one sub before and after the aruga within it was damaged, and the mazik pays the difference. Rashi explains the reason for this two-step process. If we were to assess the damage based only on the value of a small field of merely one saw, it would be detrimental to the mazik, because a field of one saw is rarely sold, and the price is therefore expensive, and the proportional damage is greater. And haruga b'shishim sa'in lahay mesha'am klum. If we were to assess the damage based directly on the value of a large field of 60 or 30 saw, he would hardly pay anything, and this would be detrimental to the nizik, because she'en karachas haruga katan nikeres b'shishim sa'in. A small patch within the large field is not noticeable, and the damage is therefore negligible. Aval b'beis on nikeres. In a two-step process, however, a patch within a small field of one saw is noticeable. Rashi also explains the opinion of Rabbi Yanai that Shleishim Sa'in Shaman Vale Shishim, that we go by a field of 30 but not 60 Sa'a, because Dim Kein Mafsad Dele Lenizik. If we were to determine the value through a large field of 60 Sa'a, it would be detrimental to the Nizik. Lefisha Ein Kainin Mitzuin. There are very few buyers for such a large field, since it's too large for the average person and too small for a wealthy person. Its price is therefore inexpensive, and the proportional damage very little. The third opinion is that of Chizkia, who holds that this is a one-step process of Kelach B'Shishim Kolachim. We always assess the damage as if it was in a field 60 times the amount that was actually eaten. And the Mishnah statement, Shaman Beisa Ba'isa Sada, refers to a case in which the animal ate an entire saw, and it's assessed as if it was in a field of Shishim saw. The Gemara cites an incident of Hahu Gabri the Kotz Kashva Mechavri, a person chopped down someone's palm tree. Rav Nachman ruled b'shishim, the hezek is assessed according to a field 60 times the actual damage, which was less. However, the Rish Galusa ruled that it's assessed according to the actual damage, which was more. And Rav explained, im amr b'niski m'mayni, yimr b'niski gufay. Only if an animal causes damage to a field, where the chacham lenient to the mazik and assess the damage as b'shishim. But if a person causes damage to a field, the chacham were stringent and the hezek is assessed according to the actual damage. This discussion continues in the next daf.